Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to Daily Devotions. I'm Charisse and I'll be sharing with you this morning. I was recently confronted with the question, when will COVID and this pandemic stop being your excuse? I must admit, I had to go home and think about it a bit because it did touch on a few soft points for me. You see, I've been using this pandemic and life not looking the way it normally would at this time as an excuse to pick up old habits, bad habits, and put down good ones. And it got me thinking about scripture and where we see people making excuses. And in my mind, there's no one as notorious as our good old friend Moses. So I'm going to read to you from two passages of scripture in Exodus, where we see Moses making excuses to God about the things that God wants him to do. The first one is from Exodus 4, verse 10. Moses raised another, so we see here that it's not the first time. Objection to God. Master, please, I don't talk well. I've never been good with my words, neither before nor after you spoke to me. I stutter and I stammer. God said, and who do you think made the human mouth? And who makes some mute and some deaf, some sighted, some blind? Isn't it I, God? So get going. I'll be right there with you, with your mouth. I'll be right there to teach you what to say. He said, oh, Master, please send somebody else. The second passage of scripture is from Exodus 3. The Israelites cry for help has come to me, and I've seen for myself how cruelly they've been treated by the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. It's time for you to go back. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the people of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses answered, God, but why me? What makes you think that I could ever go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? I'll be with you, God said, and this will be the proof that I am the one who sent you. When you have brought my people out of Egypt, you will worship God right here on this very mountain. Then Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Pharaoh and to the people of Israel and I tell them, the God of your father sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What do I tell them then? You see, over and over again in these passages, Moses trying to make up an excuse as to why God shouldn't be using him. There are three things that I'd like to highlight from these scriptures. The first one being our own internal false beliefs about ourselves can take us off track. Moses really just didn't believe he was the man for the job, even though God was telling him directly that he was. So my question to you today is, what false beliefs do you have about yourself that you feel can disqualify you from doing what it is you should be doing? That leads me on to my second point. Sometimes the very thing we feel disqualifies us is the thing that God wants to use to bring him glory. Moses was not imagining his speech impediment. He stuttered. He says so. And I don't believe he spoke very eloquently, but that was the very thing God wanted to use. God reiterates this and says to him, I want to use your mouth to speak to Pharaoh. Nobody else's mouth, but he wanted to use Moses. His mouth was not perfect. His language was not perfect. His ability to speak was not perfect, but God had called him. So today I want to ask you, what is it that you feel is disqualifying you? Maybe that's the very thing God wants to use to bring him glory. And my third point is, we don't know what's next, but God surely does. In the latter part of the second passage, we see Moses tell God, suppose I do actually go, what then? God tells him, you tell them that I sent you. God is already in our tomorrows. So why are we so concerned about them? So I want to take us back to the first part of this devotion this morning. And I want to ask you, when will you stop making excuses? When will you stop believing the false beliefs you have in your heart and in your head, in your thoughts about yourself? When will you stop disqualifying yourself to do what it is God has called you to do? And when will you stop worrying about tomorrow? God promises us that he is in all of our tomorrows and that he goes before us. I really hope that this encourages you. And I just want to end off in prayer. So Father, thank you that you are the one who qualifies us. You are the one who calls us. You are the one who chooses to use us the way you will. Help us to quieten the false beliefs and to qualify ourselves again in your eyes, Father, and help us to know with assurance that you are in all of our tomorrows. We thank you and we thank you that you go before us. In Jesus' name, amen.